Ice fishing in Wisconsin is growing in popularity year by year, and we want you to catch as many fish as possible. We'll be traveling around the Shawamigan Bay area to bring you up-to-date fishing reports each week. And now, let's get to our report. Joining me today, I have Jared Houston with Houston's Guide Service. Jared, how are you doing today?
Oh, very well. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
How's fishing been out on Shawamigan Bay?
Fishing on Shawamigan Bay has been good. We've been getting a nice mix of whitefish, brown trout, lake trout, yellow perch, a few walleyes here and there, and some pike.
I've heard the trout have really been starting to hit out on the bay. What have you been using?
You know, it's been a mixture of set lines, whether it's tip-up, automatic, or a jaw jacker. But most of our fish have actually been coming on jigging spoons tipped with either wax worms or a minnow head. I like a Swedish pimple, a leech flutter spoon, or a clam. Northland gold glider.
So you're not throwing much down the hole?
No, not too much. I mean, we're kind of sitting and waiting and being real patient about it. Fish on the bay, it's not a, for our service, not a run and gun type deal. It's about sitting and waiting for fish to fly by because those fish are always on the move out there and they're covering ground. You'll get a school of them coming through every once in a while and sit, have fun.
This cold weather that we're going to have coming through the area, is that going to stop the fishing? Is that going to cool anything off?
So one thing that's really unique about Lake Superior is that barometer, weather, mercury, nosedive, and that stuff, I don't think there's a place on Earth that affects the fish. You know, everywhere else it does. On Lake Superior, it does not. You always have a good opportunity to go out there and catch fish, even when it's 25 below real temperature and 40 below wind chill.
You've been out on the bay. When was the last time you went out fishing on Shawamigan Bay?
That would be Tuesday, my friend.
How was the ice conditions when you were out there?
Good. You know, we've gotten some snow now. A lot of lake effect snow has been kind of mixing in with the ice, but the ice is thickening up, and we've been able to explore new areas. The best ice is in Ashton, side of the bay, of course. It's grown out to Washburn. We're taking machines, four-wheelers, snowmobiles, and then it's also going out to north of Washburn into the Madeline Island area. Actually, you've seen some people gingerly getting out on ice out there too, and I just got word that the ice road is going to be getting set up too, so that's a good deal.
So the ice is getting better, but again, if you don't know the area, make sure somebody knows where you're going. And always remember, no ice is safe ice.
Yep, nebulous flotation device, personal flotation device, rope, chisel, ice picks, make sure you tell somebody what's going on, buddy system, all that stuff is very extremely important when you fish on any parts of Lake Superior.
Jared, thank you so much for the time. We talk fishing on Shawamigan Bay, but you do all fishing all over the place, including the St. Louis River. If people want to go fishing with you, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
They can call us at 218-393-4962 or find us on the web at houstonsguideservice.com.
That's been our Shawamigan Bay Ice Fishing Report. If you are a guide and you want to be a part of our ice fishing reports, call Trevor at 715-682-2727.